We're here talking to Olafur Pál from a group called NATO Watch in Iceland. You're involved with the SOS Iceland campaign. Could you tell us a little bit about the campaign and what's actually going on over there?
Yeah, we're actually setting up an action camp in the Icelandic highlands this summer. That is to last the whole summer, where the Kárahnjúkar dams are being erected. And we intend to demonstrate and disrupt the building of these dams, which are only sort of partly started. They say they've got one-fourth of the way through the job, but a lot remains to be done, and the damage they've so far done is very much superficial. And the dams themselves are actually being exposed more and more to the Icelandic people as the incredible calamity that they really are. And people are realizing that it's too much of a sacrifice.
And, I mean, Iceland's kind of pretty well known as a very green, very natural place. I mean, is this a new kind of development, or is there a history of these kind of developments or opposition to them?
Yeah, they sell Iceland as the sort of the pristine part of Europe, and it's in many ways very true because, for example, the great central highlands of Iceland are the last great wilderness left in Western Europe, and Iceland very much throughout the 20th century kind of escaped any massive heavy industry built up. That's why it's just so absurd that suddenly in the 21st century we're sort of going into some massive build-up of heavy industry, like the Icelandic Minister of Industry and Commerce a couple of weeks ago said that Iceland was the best kept little secret of the international aluminium industry.
Really, the aluminium industry? And so what's this? Tell us a little bit more about the dam. What's the story behind the dam? Why is it being built?
The dam is only, I mean, this will be the largest dam in Europe. It's absolutely massive. It's a series of reservoirs all together. There's something like 68 square kilometers. The largest one is 57 square kilometers.
Massive.
Yeah, and they will drown land, which is the most vegetated area in the Icelandic Highlands, which. Predominantly, the Icelandic Highlands are lava fields, deserts, and mountains. But this is actually the most vegetated area. And we're talking about a very, very peculiar sub-Arctic vegetation.
And what about the companies involved or the government involvement? You know, who's behind this scheme and what are they getting out of it?
Well, the Icelandic taxpayer is paying for the dam. And then the energy is going to be sold, and all the energy will only go into one 320,000 ton Alcoa owned aluminium factory.
That's the company Arco.
Alcoa.
Yeah. So the power that's going to be generated is just going to be for one specific industrial use. It's not going to the grid for the public.
Not 1 kilowatt for the national grid. It's all for Alcoa.
So you have the government paying with taxpayers' money to finance a dam which will then supply power to one aluminium factory.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And the price that they actually sell, the kilowatt to Alcoa, they keep secret. They say it's to protect Alcoa's competitive statue, but in fact everybody knows it's a third world price that they're selling. It's an absolute pittance. So we're basically, you know, tearing out, you know, the heart of our wild nature to serve the military industrial complex.
And so just tell us a little bit more about, you mentioned at the start, there's a plan for an action camp coming up this summer. I'm sure our listeners would be interested to hear what the idea is behind that and when it would be.
The International Action Camp is very much, it is very seriously an SOS, because although half of the Icelandic nation more or less absolutely hates those dams, the apathy and kind of loss of hope in that we can stop this is so large that it really, Icelanders really need the help of the international community, and also they just need to be able to see that there are people who are not scared of, you know, demonstrating their views.
And will it be for a week or a month, or what's the idea? Or
no, it'll be the whole summer.
The whole summer?
Yeah, from late June to as long as the weather allows, which will probably be late August or beginning of September.
And so if people are interested in coming along to that, or finding out more about the campaign, or maybe even writing letters of opposition and contacting embassies and things, is there a web address they can contact?
Yeah, it's www.savingiceland.org.
Savingiceland.org. Okay, that's great. Many thanks.
Okay, thanks.